Well, the Claresy Matt and Kimber catch up. Kitty Flanagan stops by for a smashing good time. Matt gives us a sneak peek at his latest hits from your hood, and should non-smokers be given extra holidays? I really thought you were clearing your throat.
Oh, no, I did that on purpose.
You can never have too much Claresy Matt and Kimber, but you're probably paying way too much for gas. So switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Smokers in 2017 are being pushed to the pavement, the back alleys, and pretty much on the street at every venue and workplace now to have their cigarettes. And the news has just popped up that a Japanese firm wants to compensate non-smoking workers by giving them an extra 6 days of leave because they don't take breaks to go during the workday.
Right.
That's a lot of days.
It is a lot of days.
6 extra days a year?
Well, this company figures that it takes between 10 and 15 minutes for the smoker to leave the office, go to the area downstairs where they can smoke,
yep,
and come back. Mm. Although the company acknowledges that a lot of the conversations that are happening in the smoking area are work-related.
Right.
So they've halved that, or essentially halved it, and they've come up with 6 days for non-smokers.
I mean, it's a great incentive to stop smoking. It's a great incentive.
Is.
Someone says to you, you get 6 more days a year if you're a non-smoker.
Yeah.
I'd be seriously considering it.
Feel more like ever that Big Brother is watching, or someone's filming everything you're doing.
It certainly does.
Timing everything.
I love the word they use, which is sumoko. Right, which sort of sounds like Smoko, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
And you know there is an Australian town in Victoria called Smoko.
Yeah, there is.
Probably
right.
The most quintessential Australian town ever. Anyway, I'll shut up.
I mean, you're a smoker, Matt. So would you say this is fair or unfair for people
Well, I'm not going to advocate tobacco on this show. All I would say is, and you know, I say this with great respect, Kimber. You know, how much time during work would you spend on your devices looking at various social media things? Just asking the question.
Totally. Yeah. But also, does that mean that smokers aren't doing that?
Well, I don't know. But if you're going to start compensating for people, look, we're not robots. Everyone needs a little bit of a break mentally from what they're doing. And if you're checking your Facebook, well, so be it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But are work going to take that time and you know?
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is too, if you change the dimensions a bit of it, like if you say, okay, well, we're also going to give time off to people who aren't parents.
Yes.
Because people who are parents spend time going, oh, my kid's sick, I've got to go get them from the sick bay.
Yeah, or school pickup.
I've got school pickup, or I have to leave early because my husband can't go get the kids today, or I've got to go to the sports carnival,
holidays,
blah, blah, blah.
It's exams.
I mean, if they're non-parents, then suddenly there would be an uproar, you know, because parents would be like, that's not okay. There's a favouritism, I suppose, in it that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Do you guys get 2 days off next week because I spend so much time in the toilet? It's a worry, isn't it?
But as you alluded to, this is not a new thing. I mean, non-smokers forever, even when smoking wasn't as poo-pooed as it is now, would say the same thing. Oh, you're off on another break, are you?
Yeah.
Not to me, of course. I'm too professional for that. But
well, and, you know, some people will only take one break a day or 2 breaks a day. But if it's people who are going all the time, I can understand that I'm not allowed to just, as a non-smoker, I can't just get up and walk over to someone else's desk for 40 minutes of the day or 45 minutes of the day and just start chatting.
Part of the very reason why it's taking more time is because of those designated spots. And they're generally so far away from the workstations. You know, like here it's down right out the back and pretty much that little park out the back of the office block.
Mm. Well, I'll be intrigued to see how this initiative known as Sumoko go pans out.
Well, they're saying it's already led to 4 of their 42 smokers to quit.
Okay.
So 4 of them have already pulled out because they want 6 days off.
And then James, what did you do on your 6 day holiday? Took up smoking again.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Kitty Flanagan is back in town with shows. Well, let's talk about smashing at the Regal Theatre tonight, tomorrow. 2 shows with a 5 p.m. show added on Saturday and Sunday as well. Get your tickets through ticketek.com.au. She's smart, she's funny, she's everywhere, including here, Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Perth.
I've been up for hours.
Have you?
I'm still on Sydney time, so this is like, this is like the afternoon show for me. It's great.
You've got a long, beautiful day in Perth then.
It's terrific. I'm loving it.
Now, your new show, Smashing.
Yeah.
I hear you're smashing absolutely everything. So what can we expect? What is this smashing business?
Well, that's the thing. I just noticed that everybody is smashing everything. Someone said, do you want to smash a coffee? And I went, all right. I'd usually just drink it, but now you smash it. Someone smashed out some emails. Heard some girls saying they were going to smash some cocktails after. And I just went, wow, you can smash everything. Someone smashed an avocado a few years ago and it's been a free-for-all ever since.
It has, so hasn't it? Yeah.
I'm getting on board.
Yeah, I'm trying to grab those holds of those words. Like apparently when you release a song now, you drop it.
You drop it. Yeah. I heard that too. Yeah. Charlie Pickering used that and I had to look at him and go, come on, Charlie. Yeah.
Come on,
that
mate.
For the young people.
But I've started using it.
Come on, Chuck. Oh, you're saying dropping.
I've started to use it.
Matt's overusing it now.
I really am, and I'm very aware of
that's
it.
That's right. That just means the young people have to come up with a new word now. Once old people adopt it, they that's go, oh, right. That's over. Let's get a new word.
It's so good to have you here for your new show, Smashing. You've also got your DVD, Seriously, which is also for sale. Yes.
Yes.
Have you got a bag of them now?
Like, is that a question?
No, it just made me laugh because I was looking at the press release and you talk about your relationship with a police officer.
Yeah.
And I, without even knowing what that material is, I have a feeling I'd find that very funny because you suggest that I'm assuming it's a he, talked very much like a police officer at all times.
Yeah, he did used to, I asked him if he had children and he said, correct.
Uh-huh.
I have two. He had a male and a female.
So I am in love with a certain individual.
I have a certain affection for that individual.
That's right. I love that stuff.
Formal speak.
We always stepped out of the vehicle. We got in the car.
Senior Sergeant Sirius.
Yes, Senior Sergeant Sirius.
Hey, Kitty,
open the door for you, push your head as you got in. But, you know.
Watch your head. Sorry.
But that was the old show. That was actually on television last night.
Oh,
I know, you can't avoid
me. Oh, was
it?
Yeah, you are everywhere.
Yeah, so
everywhere.
I don't think anyone's going to buy that DVD. I just put it on TV for free.
Hey, Kitty, we all find sense of humour very attractive, and even people will say it on the dating sites. We want a good sense of humour. But do you have groupies? Be honest. Do you
groupies?
Get post-gig, do you get people at the stage door? Is it something that draws people in?
There's one woman that comes along to the weekly every week and she gets very annoyed if I'm not on. And so I thought, oh, look, I've got a big fan. Because apparently, you know, she comes in every week and they announce at the beginning whether I'm on the show or not. And she's always angry if I'm not on. So I came out the next week and they pointed out who she was. And I thought, oh, she'll, you know, I'll say hello. I'll really make her day. And she shut me down. She just wasn't interested in talking to me at all. Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I was, maybe she was embarrassed. I was doing a thing. I can't explain the whole thing. But basically I was origaming a pair of underpants.
Right.
And so I made it. I made it into a rose. And I thought, well, who's going to like that? My biggest fan, surely. So I took her some origami underpants. And, she didn't really want them. I had to force them on her, and then she left them there on the seat pointedly when she left.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, excuse me. So, that's the level of fandom.
Okay.
I have.
Yeah, a bit weird.
She didn't want you to break the fourth wall.
Very happy to love me so long as I'm not up in their face and being a real person.
She loves your on stage persona.
Look, I got a little bit upset watching you on Have You Been Paying Attention, watching everyone bag out my Sophie Monk.
Oh, Kim
right,
loves
now,
Sophie.
So, now,
that's not true. We weren't bagging out Sophie Monk. We were bagging out Jared, let's be fair.
Yeah,
let's be fair. But Sophie Monk was in there, and I mean, we have a little bit of a clip from the show.
Yeah, this is from Have You Been Paying Attention?
So, I have two really important things to tell you. I'm so sorry, I misjudged you.
What was the second thing?
Kitty, you said, you'll do.
Now, we get it. Now, can you just tell me, was there any chemistry between Stu and Sophie? Is there anything there at all?
Well, bless Sophie Monk. She probably laughed the hardest when I said that. So I don't know what that tells you, except that she has a fantastic sense of humour. She's amazing. So.
We do like her.
Yeah, a lot.
So another show on Saturday. This is a 5 p.m.
Yeah, I'm doing the early show. It's a great show to come to because you can be entertained from 5 till 6:30, go have your dinner, still be home by 8:30 in bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect
awesome.
Night
That's
out.
My perfect Saturday night out. Or be home by 8:30 and
go to
bed.
Or if you're that one super fan, you can come back and see the second one straight after.
Yeah, and then just blank me when I come up to talk to you at the show afterwards.
I think she was blanking the underpants, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe it was a bit weird. I didn't think about that. I was pushing underpants on her. They were clean, but still.
The David Bowie lyric, was it? Making picking up underwear from here. Kitty, good to see you. We'll see you at Smashing.
Thank you very much.
Kitty Flanagan in town, Regal Theatre. Tonight, tomorrow, two shows Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets from ticketek.com.au.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my Podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Yes, getting inside the world of Matt. Well, what can I say? I'm slowly taking over.
Are you?
I've been busy this week.
Yep.
I've been so busy, right? So on Monday? Yeah, Monday. Mm-hmm. I was out at Barbagallo Raceway with Adam and Selena.
Yep.
Right now, they are illusionists. You know about these guys.
Yes.
Yes. And they are, they're amazing in that they were on Australia's Got Talent in 2010.
Hosted a few balls. Would that be the entertainment?
Absolutely. Oh, really? Mm. Okay. Well, tonight, very kindly invited me to be a guest reporter.
Awesome. Oh, did you do that voice?
I did.
That'd be funny.
So I was a guest reporter and tonight,
right.
On Today Tonight, you will see my debut.
Oh, there you go.
Great.
As a reporter. So it'll probably be my first and last.
Oh, I was going to say, how did it go?
I don't know. I mean, I did my best.
Yeah.
I got my lines right.
You're a reporter. So did you pump your body up like that denim guy from the Sunday Night
and
Show?
I spoke like this.
Beautiful. Like a Geno.
Here's a little bit of audio.
Driving blind.
Here we go.
With Perth's world famous illusionist.
You sound different.
Yeah, I know.
On Today Tonight.
You sound totally different.
Wow. Okay.
That was such a professional journalist voice.
It was. I'm assuming on that audio you saw my bald head point.
Yeah.
So anyway, Today Tonight, if you want to see me being driven around Barbagallo Raceway with Adam and Selena doing a kind of magic-y trick. But they did do something really cool with me too. Kind of read my mind.
Oh,
okay.
So it was pretty good.
And changed your voice to Fred Boddicker. It's beautiful.
Oh, I did, yeah. And tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hits from your hood. Matt's Hits from your hood.
Yep.
We are dropping Gosnells.
Yes.
And I told you that I've been working with an extremely well-known artist.
Yeah. I just thought you were pulling our chain.
No. Well, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the wonderful Australian rapper 360.
Oh, brilliant.
Was in the building.
Yeah.
And our producer Tom is very good at schmoozing.
Yeah.
And asked 360 if he would help me with Gosnells and if he would agree to rap on it.
That's cool.
I went home and scribbled, you know, and I was pleased because he didn't hate what I wrote.
Did he like your flow?
Yeah, he liked my flow and he did a bit of scribbling too. And here's a little sneak peek of 360. You'll hear the rest of the song tomorrow on Gosnells. Here we go.
I know you've been singing songs about Perth, Top Woods and that Vic Park stuff you dropped with Guy Sebastian was good, but now you got Gosnells on your Suburban Hits radar. So let me give you some straight up truth about that area. Sure, it's
360.
Wow.
Hey,
How cool is that?
That is a great get, man.
Oh my God, he makes it sound really cool.
Oh, what are you saying?
Well, it's not that it wasn't, but...
Can
I just suggest that you go 180 on that comment?
Look, he's just done an entire talk break here about how he's hosting Today Tonight rapping and he's taken over the world. I had to bring him down a notch.
No, fair enough. But can I just say that he is such a delightful young man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, isn't he?
And I was so grateful for him to help me out.
And he's another Matt, even though
he's another Matt.
And Matthew, yeah.
Really happy with the way it came out. So be listening after 8 tomorrow to hear the rest of Gosnells with 360.
Awesome. He'll have Draft and Tame Impala in the next month the way he's going.
You betcha.
Great.
Very nice.
Matt's World.
Claire's E, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day on Mix 94.5.
I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but the guy who invented Vaseline is up for a Nobel Prize.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, he's been entered in the category for best non-friction. That was worth the wait, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Glad I plugged it.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Not even early mornings can stop Clancy, Matt and Kimber. If you want to put a stop to overpriced gas, switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.